We're going to have a magic show on a Saturday for children and families at 10 a.m. and then going into the Nutcracker Ballet Tea in November. But we're going to talk about that magic show today because my guest today is Steve Marshall, magician, traveled all the way from Japan to come visit us. He started out here, though. He started out here in Michigan.
Born in Holland, Michigan. So.
But Steve Marshall is going to be presenting Hocus Pocus, which, of course, at this time of year, it's kind of nice to have a magician in the house helping us get spiritual and spooky. And
October is actually National Magic Month. And a lot of people have, get proclamations from the mayors of the cities and things like that. And it was... It actually really is. So it is the month for magic. And
it's a magical
month. All
things
fun and magical.
Absolutely.
And sometimes spooky.
So so we'll start by just asking, Steve, first of all, why are you a magician? How did your life bring you to this point?
Well, it started when I was 8 years old. I got a magic kit for Christmas, actually, from Santa Claus. And I just loved it. And originally, when I was younger, I was very shy and I was overweight, and I was the kid that got picked on a lot at school. And magic became a way, when I started doing it, something that nobody else was doing. So it really started out as a way for me to break out of my shell. And I really think that magic for anybody is a great hobby. It teaches you about presentation. It teaches you about public speaking, self-confidence. There's so many great byproducts of doing magic. And then it just became a passion and the love of my life, really. I mean, I've been doing this professionally for over 30 years now, and 42 years, if you count all the years that I've been doing magic. So it's just been really the constant in my life, and I really love it.
Well, we've got a show coming up on Saturday that is for children. It is not a spooky show. It's Hocus Pocus, but it's definitely for young children and, actually children of all ages because we want the parents to come too. And that's at 10 a.m. at the Holland Area Arts Council. And there is an admission fee. It's $10. But you also, aside from the magic show, you also get to come into our studio and we'll be doing some magic-related art projects and maybe making a little trick or two. So that'll be kind of fun. And we have 50th anniversary cake. So we can't forget that.
I'll be there.
So that'll be really fun. And then after that event, you segue into some events at the Felt Mansion, which is down in, it's towards Saugatuck. It's kind of between Holland and Saugatuck. It's this beautiful old mansion that was built in the 20s, right on the lakeshore. And tell us a little bit about what you are going to be doing there. You're going back in time into the 1920s, aren't you?
Yeah, literally back in time. Before I say that, if everybody listening can get a deck of cards.
Yeah. Oh, forgot about that.
In a few minutes, I'm going to try a magic trick going out over the air. I'm going to try to read everybody's mind over the air. So if you can get a deck of cards and take out 9 cards, just don't take out the Joker, any 9 cards, and just have them waiting in front of you in just a few minutes, and we'll do the trick. For the Felt Mansion, yes, we're going back to the 20s, and I'm going to be doing a very reminiscent of an old seance show from what you would see in the 20s, and actually using a lot of the same techniques from the 20s, along with some modern things. But it's going to definitely be a spooky show. We're going to be trying to contact the spirit of Agnes Felt to give her her long-awaited dance in the ballroom. She was quite the socialite, and she died just 6 weeks after the mansion was finished. And a lot of people say that the reason her spirit is still around is because she felt she didn't get to spend enough time in the house that was built just for her. On the plans that are still in existence of the house, it still says the big house for Agnes. Aww. Because her husband, Dor Felt, had it built just for her. And so the theme of the show is finally getting Agnes to have her long-awaited dance. So we're hoping Agnes will show up and waltz.
So it's not just a Halloween. It's kind of romantic. It's very nice. And that you'll be going on, when you go to the Felt Mansion for this event, you're going on a darkness tour. So you'll be touring the house in the dark. And they'll be taking you around to different rooms of the house and giving you you'll have a tour. And there's also there's a paranormal presentation being done on the main floor, and then the penultimate part of the tour is going upstairs to the ballroom to Steve's magic presentation.
Right. You'll be getting the spirit paranormal group's findings from research that they're actually doing at the mansion. And then you'll actually hear some stories about the goings-on in Agnes Felt's bedroom, which is said to be the most haunted room in the house. And then you will come into the ballroom where I'll be presenting a show, which is a seance-style show. And it'll be spooky. It'll be fun. And we'll see what's going to happen.
Is there one particular part of the show that we should all be really looking forward to?
Yes. It's I'm going to be recreating a thing called the Spirit Cabinet, which was actually done in the 1800s. Has been done by spirit mediums throughout the history. It's been done, presented by some of the greatest magicians, like Houdini and Thurston and Keller did spirit cabinets in their shows. And it's a point in the show that I'm really excited about doing myself now, and following the footsteps of these famous and kind of infamous people who have presented mm-hmm. this, and letting the people of West Michigan experience and see this thing that's not seen that often.
Well, it's interesting too, Steve, that you were here before. You were here in March doing a magic show for us, and I was just 3 feet away from you when you were performing these magic tricks, and
I was trying to figure it out.
I was, and there's no way. I just had to. I had to basically suspend my disbelief and just accept the fact that this is magic happening. Because even being so close to you, watching you perform these tricks, I don't know how you do it. And by the way, folks, he yes. won't tell. So that's probably another thing good. that it's the mystery. You just have to accept the mystery. And it's fabulous. You know, be childlike and accept that mystery that happens.
The nice thing about the Felt Mansion is I really feel in those surroundings is the way that magic was meant to be performed. Mm-hmm. You know, now you see magic on a big stage, and it's wonderful. I love illusionists, and I love those big spectacle shows. But magic, I think, is at its purest form is when it's close up and personal. And there will be people getting to come on stage and help me during the show, and it's going to be fun. And you will get to experience it close up like that. And it's just the way it was meant to be.
Talking magic and more, yes, Ian, on behalf of Holland, all about Holland, and specifically talking about what's happening at the Arts Council and more. Oh, we've got some time yet to converse.
Okay. Well, all right. So then when you're in the show, what's going to happen? Do we want to give away a little bit of how it's going to feel when you're upstairs in that ballroom? How are we going to...
My goal in the ballroom's a very big room.
Uh-huh.
And my goal is to bring it down into what the feeling of a seance parlor would be. You know, we'll be using the ballroom because we want to get a lot of people in there to see the show. But to bring it down to that feeling is what a real seance would have 13 people, 12 people sitting around a table plus the medium at the head of the table. So we're going to try to create that feeling, but let a lot more people see it.
Well, that'll be cool. And I love the idea of people walking around the mansion in the dark. And the prelude to your show is they're already a little bit on edge, they've been wandering through this house, and they come up and they don't know what to expect, which is kind of fun.
It's, you know, when you do a show, you hope for a good opening act to get the mm-hmm. audience ready for the show. And I've got the best opening act in the world, the Felt Mansion.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Just that's going to get people going. And by the time they get to me, you know, it's like, it's going to be great. I mean, I'm really excited about this. And I hope everybody will come because, trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it is for maybe older children and adults. Little kids probably maybe not so much. Or is that not the case?
Well, yeah, I would say, you know your kids. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't
right.
really say. I would say maybe 14 and older.
Mm-hmm. So bring your little ones to the Arts Council
exactly.
on Saturday
well,
morning.
And that's the thing. Yes,
and that's
I would
why
totally,
we're doing this. Yeah,
yes,
bring the little ones to the Arts Council and have a really fun magic
yeah.
show on Saturday morning. Yeah. And then
the Arts Council show, I'm going to be, you know, doing a little bit of Halloween, fun Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, because October is my favorite time of the year. I love Halloween. So, but yeah, I would say that. Bring the little ones to the Art Council and then bring your older kids to the to the Felt Mansion.
Right. And finding out about the Felt Mansion, the tickets to that, you go to www.feltmansion.org and you can get your tickets online. And in order to get tickets for the Magic Hocus Pocus show, you go to hollandarts.org and click on the events page, and we will direct you right to some tickets. So it's really fun. It's going to be a great, it's going to be a great 2-3 weeks now, so you'll be here through the end of November, or the end of October. So it'll be fun to have that happening. So we've got some really great events also while you're at the Arts Council. We'd love to have you stop in to our gallery and see the timeline we've created. You can see everything that has happened in the Arts Council as well as the West Michigan community in art and design for the last 50 years. We've got this timeline that we've created on the wall. So that's a lot of fun. And then the through November 4th, the All Michigan All Media Fine Art Competition is still on display. It's beautiful. And then on November 17th, we have The Way Home, paintings by Mary Ann Southworth, opening up in our Armstrong Gallery. It's beautiful, beautiful paintings. And then, of course, our Hocus Pocus. And then November 19th, tickets are on sale now for the Nutcracker Ballet Tea, which is our partnership with the Grand Rapids Ballet School. It's a fabulous event. It's our third year, and it's two performances. We perform the Grand Rapids Ballet School performs vignettes from the Nutcracker while Uncle Drosselmeyer reads the ballet story, the Nutcracker story, and we serve a high tea, which it's just a fabulous way to open up the Christmas season. And then, of course, we want you to also get tickets to the Grand Rapids Ballet Nutcracker. So it's a really great way to open the season. Holland Symphony has classics Beethoven's World on Saturday, October 28th. Friday, December 1st, Music in Me, holiday music for children at the Midtown Center. So go to hollandsymphony.org to find out more about that. It's for little ones, and it's a wonderful new program that they're giving. Saturday, October 21st, the Holland Chorale, A Time for Courage, presents Stand Strong at St. Francis Church in Holland, Michigan. So go to hollandchorale.org for information about that. I want you to go to Death Trap this weekend at the Holland Civic Theater. It's the last weekend for that. There's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows. Death Trap is one of my favorite plays, so it's really great to have the Civic Theater presenting that. Hope College has oodles of things going on. Great performance series, The Sphinx Virtuosi is October 20th, and that's a fabulous group of musical performers. And the fall film series at the Knickerbocker features Sidney Poitier. Who is not going to love to go to any of his Raisin in the Sun, Lilies of the Field, In the Heat of the Night, and guess who's coming to dinner? Kreisinger Museum is open with a beautiful exhibition from Beyond the Stars, and it explores Japanese art. So, yes, okay. We got to go there, Steve. We got to check that out. Yeah. And then the Holland Museum has Halloween Haunts at the Capon House starting on October 20th through October 28th. So go to hollandmuseum.org for information about touring another haunted house in Holland. Park Theater has great stuff going on. Go to hollandparktheater.com. And the one that I'm excited about is October 26th. It is the Lee's 4-band bucket list blowout. That's fun to say. But it's Delilah DeWild, The Last Call Band, the Schrock Brothers, and LD and the Eldorados. So that's all in one night on October 26th. So then, of course, you want to go to the Felt Estate. So that wraps up a lot of things happening for this wonderful October-November season.
I guess it's time for the trick.
Let's do a trick, Steve. All right.
And just to reiterate, the Holland, the kids show is the 21st, this Saturday.
Right.
the Felt Mansion is the 21st and 22nd evenings, and then the 27th through the 31st, five nights in a row.
So, lots of times to do it.
Darkness tours. Okay, we've got a couple minutes for you.
All right. So, if you've got your cards, pick up your cards, square them up. Hold all nine cards in your hand, face down, and then make three piles of three cards in front of you. So,
concentrating here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just pick up. Pick up any one of the three piles and look at the bottom card. Just look at the card that's on the bottom. Yep, just pick it up and look at it. And don't let me see it. Ooh. And then take that pile and drop it on top of either one of the two piles on the table. Pick up that pile of six cards and drop them on the remaining pile on the table. And pick all those cards up and hold them face down in your hand.
Okay.
Now, we're going to spell the name of your card. Don't start yet, but if it was a nine, you'd... Mm-hmm. N-I-N-E, if it's an ace, A-C-E, king, K-I-N-G. And you can put one card on the table for each letter in a pile. So whatever the name of your card is, spell it out. Okay, on top of each other in a pile.
Oh, on top.
Yep.
I messed it all up.
Okay. And then drop the rest of the cards on top of that. Now pick them up. And now every card has a middle name of.
Yes.
So put O-F on the table in the pile. O-F. Drop the rest of the cards on top.
Goodness.
Okay. Pick them all up. And now if your card's in hearts, spell H-E-A-R-T-S, club, C-L-U-B-S, putting one card on top for each one.
Remember that.
Okay.
So spelling out
the suit. Okay. And drop the last card on top or whatever you have. Drop those on top. Now pick all those up and hold them face down. And now since we're doing the Felt Mansion show, we're going to spell Agnes's name. So,
okay.
And put one card on the table for each letter of Agnes. So
A-G-N-E.
Now hold on to the S. Hold on to the last card and turn it over. And it should be the card that you started with. Did yours work out, Norma? Yours worked out? Shelly, I think you made a little mistake when you were spelling them out at first. That's okay. But was yours it, Laura?
It was it.
And hopefully everybody else's was the right card. And if it was the right card, why don't you write into Facebook and let us know if it worked out for you.
I'm going to have to. If I had time, I'd ask for a do-over. But the way my mind works, I do not do well. I'm not a card-playing girl, but that's no excuse.
That's okay.
That's right. That was pretty cool. But yours worked.
It did work.
Nice.
Amazing.
All right, how do we find out? We find you on YouTube, too, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/Bannerline, B-A-N-N-E-R-L-I-N-E. And there's a whole bunch of tutorials on there. I teach easy magic tricks and bar bets and things that kids and adults can have fun with. So please check out and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Steve Marshall, on behalf of the Acts You Do. And, of course, Laura Freestone, leadership when it comes to the Holland Area Arts Council. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.